In 1 Corinthians 12:18, we read, "But now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him." Aren't you all so glad that for the past 30 years we've had Brother Ray Mudge with us? God has placed him with us, and he has blessed us. God has blessed us through him, through the words he's spoken to us. And then we thank him so much that his manner of living has backed up those words. And we've been encouraged so much, especially of late, through the trials the Lord has put him through, because he's shown that joy. He's shown that peace. And I'd like to read one more passage from 1 Peter that has been on his heart, and he's shared it with us. 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 3. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." It's our prayer that this song would be the testimony of us all.
Known by Jehovah before my first breath, and fashioned by his mighty hand, curiously wrought, then brought forth into life, all part of his wondrous plan. God's gracious Spirit convicting of sin and pointing to the only way, stirred up this poor and lost wandering soul. I yielded and night turned to day. This vessel, his temple, my heart, his throne, to the King be all glory and laud. Ever rejoicing, I'm held in his arms, kept by the power of God. Seated in heaven in God's precious Son, while plowing and planting this sod, his word led me on into pastures so fair, revealing the way I must trod. His yoke so easy, the burden so light, to walk in a fellowship sweet. The trials of life that pressed down on my soul all faded while at his dear feet. This vessel, his temple, my heart, his throne, to the King be all glory and laud. Ever rejoicing, I'm held in his arms, kept by the power of God. He has sustained and forsaken me not. He gave me the time to proclaim to this generation and those to come the glory of his wondrous name. This vessel, his temple, my heart, his throne, to the King be all glory and laud. Ever rejoicing, I'm held in his arms, kept by the power of God. I am kept by the power